Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Emergency room doctors and nurses are out with a warning today. We are at a breaking point.
We've got people basically spread out all over in every available space, both inside and out of the emergency department.
Dr. Melissa Lie-Becker runs the emergency room at CHA Everett, which saw near record numbers of patients last week. It's bracing for even more today. WBUR's Martha Biebinger spoke with people at the hospital to find out how it's handling this latest COVID surge.
There are more than 30 patients in the Everett ER's small waiting room. As Dr. Lie-Becker glances around, many cough or sneeze behind their masks. A nurse or physician assistant moves from person to person, checking their temperature, blood pressure, and pulse to assess each patient and identify the most urgent needs. It's what's known as triage.
The challenge has been getting everybody triaged so that we can determine which of our patients are of the highest acuity.
Lie-Becker needs to know who is seriously ill and who could be sent home with a suggestion they take ibuprofen or a strong cough medicine. In an interview using FaceTime, Lie-Becker says a lot of people come to the emergency department seeking a routine flu or COVID test, something doctors are trying to discourage because they are already overwhelmed.
If you're having a hard time breathing, having chest pain, you must come to the emergency department. However, on the flip side, if you think that what you need is you just need to get tested for COVID, please call your doctor, go to a testing center, or go to an urgent care.
So emergency rooms can focus on actual emergencies. Patients in ERs are often waiting for hours before seeing a doctor. Some patients get tired of waiting and leave.
I am very worried that we are going to miss someone or something catastrophic. And the scariest part is that it's not just our facility.
Even having twice as many patients in your emergency department than you have beds for is unfortunately quite common right now.
Dr. Eric Dixon is the CEO at UMass Memorial and board chair of the state's hospital association. He says emergency rooms have already been backed up with patients for months, largely because of a staffing shortage.
You couple that with yet another surge that's probably going to get significantly worse over the next few weeks, and you've got a perfect storm for emergency department overcrowding.
Alarms go off whenever a patient or nurse needs help. Those alarms are going off all the time these days at the Everett ER.
Stress management in the moment is the world of the ER nurse. That's what we do.
Nurse Rich Durkee says he uses two techniques to stay calm when helping an angry patient, someone having a heart attack, or a severely injured child. Durkee focuses on feeling his feet, grounded on the floor, and on something called box breathing.
Box breathing is just simply where you breathe in for a fixed count, let's say a count of four, hold your breath for a count of four, breathe out for a count of four, and hold your breath, yeah. That brings me, you know, great peace in the moment.
Durkee needs these moments of peace more than ever. Many nurses and other staff members at Everett are out sick with COVID, putting huge demands on those who remain on the job. Everett is managing double the number of patients with about 70% of the usual staff. Two members of the National Guard arrived last week to help with security, to roll patients on gurneys to other parts of the hospital for tests, and to monitor patients waiting for a placement at a psych hospital. Durkee says they've already made a difference.
Anytime you're feeling stressed and working hard and you look up and someone else steps up with you, I can't understate how important that is and how good that feels.
Almost everyone at the Everett ER is working overtime. They canceled holiday plans and put off winter vacations. Lie-Becker is averaging 5 hours of sleep a night. And many hospitals fear that ER overcrowding will only get worse as Omicron, the latest COVID variant, continues to spread.
I am begging for people's patience and understanding. We're trying our best.
Lie-Becker is also hoping people do everything they can to stay healthy, including getting vaccinated and wearing masks, so they won't need to join the crowd already waiting in the emergency room. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.